This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
That bad.
Fiona, can I see your handwriting? I've never seen it before.
Oh, yeah. That's a real fucking thing.
I know.
Oh,
yeah. I'll Let describe it. Something. This is the one.
Emma.
I've seen a podcast intro where instantly everyone listening just went 15 seconds, 15 seconds.
Emma is going on holiday.
It's actually interesting to see the stats that more people dip after this bit than that.
Stay for the. The intro.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. No way.
I see yours.
I'd love to write you. I'll write that same thing. So Fiona's got really, really nice handwriting.
Do you remember, did anyone ever see Parks and Recreation?
Yes.
There's this episode where Leslie is talking about this kind of event she's putting on. She's like, and local radio are coming down for the lighting of the tree. of the Christmas tree.
And, oh my God, gorgeous.
And Tom is like, wow, that tree lighting ceremony is going to be amazing on the radio.
I was watching The Chase the other day, of course, a very important watching.
Love fingerling potatoes. Fucking love The Chase.
In the, what's the final thing?
The final chase.
The Chase.
The final chase. Oh yeah, that's a good
what
name
called.
For it.
Yeah.
One of the questions was, in what TV show does Rob Lowe play, what's his name in Parks and Rec?
Chris Traeger.
And I was like, I know it.
Parks and Rec.
And it was actually like a celeb chase, and Sarah Millican got it.
Did she?
I was like sitting with my mom, obviously, because I didn't do anything over the weekend other than watch The Chase. And my mom, every time we watch it, refused to understand the rules, even though I explained them to her every single time.
My dad doesn't like The Chase. I love
it. It's the best.
It does get a bit repetitive.
It does, but they changed it up and it was top tier. Beat the Chasers.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Beat the Chasers.
Sarah Millican, the Newcastle girl.
Yeah, she's always honest, I feel.
I love her.
And I was like, I turned to my mom and I was like, Sarah Millican, could you get this now? Because she's a comedian.
Yeah.
And my mom goes, I do not care if she lives or dies.
I've been trying to work on my Newcastle accent, and all I can do is just think about Geordie Shore. And
why?
All the things that come to the only thing that comes to mind is Chloe is pure unreal at ice skating. it's like I'm up. He goes, wait a minute. No, it gets worse. Chloe's pure unreal at ice skating. I'm gonna put my chopper in the freezer and ask her to do some pirouettes on it.
Can we do that later in the week? Can we do I don't know. I don't know the show well enough because I did watch it a bit, but like. Would anyone be in tune enough with Geordie Shore to do like who said what based on Dave?
Yeah.
Maybe if it was like the early seasons.
I can't do anything other than Chloe is pure unreal at ice skating. Like,
oh my God, that is
well,
so good.
Here's a show meeting for you on the podcast. I was actually going to say, because we've got some space this week to do Emma's quiz. The one that I've been pushing out for so long.
Huge.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can we do it?
We might do it in the back of the seven on Friday. But I have been watching, I was saying at the end of last week, I was been watching Taskmaster.
Oh yeah.
The latest season, and Rosie Ramsey's on it. Who's also from Newcastle. Yeah. I didn't really know of her. She's very funny.
That's what Taskmaster do, though. They usually get like an unknown comedian
who's
just
season?
About to break.
Yeah, with the fella from Brooklyn Nine-Nine in it.
Jason Mantzoukas.
He is so funny.
He is, like, he's Adrian Pimento in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He, in real life, is his character in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's
That's
handy. Like,
unhinged.
It's season 19 of Taskmaster. Some of them can get really great. And this one, I binged while I was sick in the space of a day and a half. So good. The cast are all phenomenal. I was actually listening online. This was apparently the first season where they all went out for food after every filming.
No way.
They all got on really well together.
That's deadly.
It was really nice.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I think it was Joe Thomas in this one.
Not in this one, but he's done a couple. But
he's a fucking miserable bastard.
Joe Thomas.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Is he the guy from In Between?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think he's got such a fucking bad attitude.
I think it's he's a bit awkward than anything.
Is he the weird teacher in it?
No,
that's Greg Davis.
Joe Thomas is this guy.
Oh. Greg Davis, Greg
Simon. Simon. Greg Davis.
And
Greg Davis.
I always just think like he was on a very early season of Taskmaster. Yeah. I think on every episode, he's a real miserable fucker.
I think he was and just then, awkward.
Yeah, he might have been
no,
just awkward.
And then I went with Dwayne to Richard Herring, Leicester Square podcast thing. And he was a guest on it. And he was just real miserable.
It's so funny because like, I've seen him on podcasts and he is just awkward, but he's excellent.
Yeah.
Like he's so witty, like.
He was awkward on that Inbetweeners reunion TV show, but that was
a garbage show.
I think an Irish Taskmaster would work really well. It'd have to be cast phenomenally.
Yeah.
But I think it'd work
well. Let's pitch it.
So good. We've got some great comedians here.
I'm
going to
get Graham and Nathan
here
as the taskman. 1038.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Hi there, what's the story?
Hello, what's going on? Happy How Tuesday.
I got in on show today. That's
We're all here.
Don't be starting off the Irish because I don't know anything.
I liked it. You know what that meant.
What did she say?
I got in on show.
We're
all here.
The blackboard is there.
Kind of. I feel so good this morning. I broke the law.
Fiona, great start to the show.
I feel good, and I think it's important to admit it on air.
What did you do?
I stole the banana from the third floor.
You crazy kid.
Am I breaking the law, honey?
It was the only one down there.
Okay.
And I said, I'm having that.
It's kind of a mean day to do it of the week, especially when it's not your own territory. You're entitled to take what you want from the fifth floor.
Yeah.
But it's a bad day for the banana lovers because...
I don't think there's any... If we wanted to start using the third floor kitchen, which, by the way, is News Dog, I feel like we could.
I think we could too. And they take my mug, as we've mentioned on the show, every chance they get. Mm. So it's just a chance to take something back. And this
I mean is, by the cruelty of that, is the fruit boxes arrive on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yes. So it's not a
sign of a banana
offering
today.
Yeah, like up in our fruit box.
When does the sweets drawer thing arrive?
Yeah. Do you know some offices, they have like Kardashian style jars full of Skittles and all.
Yeah.
And you just reach your dirty mitts right in there. Yeah. And
my friend works in Dublin 4 and she gets all her lunch. She gets all her breakfast.
Oh, do you
all
know, like,
the sweets
she
wants.
But you can have
wants
a bit of fruit
and
now.
Yeah, you can have some gone-off apples.
But you know, like, there is obviously some offices who do the whole, like, come in and have your brekkie here and your lunch here and your dinner here.
Yeah, never leave. Yeah. We've got naps. Well,
and if you
want to
go downstairs, here's a slide. You know what I mean? Yes. We don't have any of that.
Oh, my God. Bring in slides.
Please, slides
office
and sweets.
Let us have a bit of bloody crack.
God's sake.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
On Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and in about 20 minutes time we'll be telling you how you get your hands on the highest amount of money ever given away on Irish radio. Yeah, we're saying it again, cash machine breaking records again on Friday, and those details on the way now. Though the big news that was doing the round yesterday is that it's been confirmed, even though it's been reported for a while, that Ellen DeGeneres and her partner have permanently relocated to England.
Is it Portia de Rossi?
Portia de Rossi.
Hey,
that's her.
Yep. God, I am.
Fair play. They've stood the test of time.
They really have.
They've been together forever, haven't they?
Yeah, Portia wasn't backing down in any scandal. She's no Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, true that. Orlando Bloom obviously got the ick after Katy Perry went to space, allegedly.
I think it just got the ick because everyone hates her.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres, quite possibly, is quite a nasty person.
Yes,
but,
famous cancellation.
Portia's hanging
She's
around.
Probably nice to Portia.
She's always been nice to me. That's what
Portia said. She was doing this public appearance in Cheltenham and she confirmed that her decision was in fact politically motivated. She, like lots of people, said, if Trump gets back in, I'm out of here. And lots of people had said that but didn't necessarily follow through. Miley Cyrus, for example. But she stuck to her guns and she's actually sold up everything that she had over in the States as well. So, like, she's pretty committed to
her. How would they allow to do that? Is it when you're that much of a celebrity you can just move? Like, can you just...
In terms of visa applications and everything? I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Probably just pay.
You probably do. Yeah.
Maybe. Because I know Rosie O'Donnell is Irish. That's how she got to move here. She has Irish heritage.
Yeah, but like, so does every single American in the
world. No, but for real. She used to come on holidays to, I think she said it was like Tyrone or something when she was growing up. After
her. So she must have had someone.
Not Irish.
Oh, we want to go there. Yeah, her dad probably, like, O'Donnell, I think. And then,
it's a very Irish name, O'Donnell.
Yeah, she has a story about, like, her mom passed away and there was, like, loads of kids and they all got shipped off to Tyrone.
Right.
And they were like, this is the most depressing place ever. Like, I just want to go home and eat hamburgers. And it was like, you'll have spuds.
I was going to mention her, actually, because Ellen and Portia, they're busy now, like, running a farm. It's very Clarkson's farm vibes, like the videos on their Instagram. I was looking at Ellen. Ellen looks very different. She's brown hair now.
Really?
Does she? Yeah. She's really trying to invent herself. But we won't forget. The streets won't forget, Ellen.
Yeah. She's
out there with her chickens in the morning.
Yeah.
She's 67.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought she was older, to be honest.
You mentioned her there. Very famous comedian, Rosie O'Donnell. She moved back in January with her 12-year-old child, Clay. And that was just before the inauguration as well. She was out of there. Obviously, she's on the comedy scene, Fiona, and you were telling us before about like the kind of level she's gone to try and make Dublin feel as homely as possible.
Yeah, I think because she was saying Clay, her child, is autistic, I think. So it was really important to like make their house. I mean, we say important, like this is what you can do if you're rich. Build their house in Ireland to be the exact same as it was in LA. Every single detail of it. So like when, like I've seen Rosie do stand up here a few times.
Some shock when the heat doesn't.
I know. Yeah, it's like all open plan, like LA vibes.
Lashing.
Freezing.
Yeah, exactly. She said, but she said like to the tiniest detail, to like where the paintings were hung, everything.
So she built. How did she build?
Or like she maybe got like a newish build and like put a stamp on it, but like all the furniture is like laid out the exact same and all this stuff. So that's why they were renting for a while, waiting for that to be ready. But I think it's ready now.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine having the money to be like, I would love to take my house and move it somewhere else? I used to say that about my family home because it was so rural, but I loved it. I'd be like, I wish I could just move this 3 miles closer to town to be a little bit closer to things.
Oh,
you know?
Cute. My gaff, I'd be like, yeah, good idea. I wouldn't move my house anywhere. Like if I did, I'd completely obviously change it. Like, I mean, the state of it. It's in bits. Like, oh, I really want to move this broken oven to like America. I want it to be the exact same.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have the opportunity to just take it and move somewhere else. But
so did no one else move? Did anyone else say they were going to move?
No, there was lots of people who obviously had suggested that they would, but they haven't actually followed through. Yeah. Apart from those two, really legitimately set in stone.
Two that, strong
that have come
women
out and said it's politically motivated.
Wow.
Whereas others would be like, no, it wasn't.
So they'd be going back in 4 years. Well, depending on what happens.
They say when like there's equal rights for everyone, they might go back. Yeah.
And so what are we working with on this farm?
For it, Ellen and all.
Yeah.
Like chickens are the big hit, I think.
Okay, very good.
And then Poor should be out, Ellen be out doing some strimming of the hedges and stuff, and Poor should be taking videos that are going, go on, babe, you're doing great.
Oh, good old classic lesbians out tending to the land. We love to see it.
Anyway, I won't say it. Dave McRae, this is Sports Car. You're listening to Spin.
You may have heard this on the news with Alex Rowley, but he was telling us that a woman had to be told to leave the set of RTE's Fair City yesterday after looking up on Google Maps where the nearest Lidl was to go and do her shopping. And it basically directed her to the fake Lidl in Fair City.
So good.
It's honestly a brilliant story.
I can't believe it's plotted on Google Maps.
I was about to say, if it's going to be plotted on Google Maps, it's a pretty easy mistake to make. Yeah. If you're not from the area, if you don't know and you say, where's the nearest Lidl? Off you trot.
That happens quite often.
In terms of different sets.
Like people arriving to Lidl to not be able to shop because it's fake.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? People putting it into Google Maps. So if you don't know, Fair City is filmed on the RTE campus in Donnybrook in Dublin 4. Right? It's a small set and basically it's the main street in a fictional suburb of North County Dublin called
Carrickstown.
Well done, Fiona, you sad person. In the fake town of Carrickstown, there's also a community centre, a restaurant, shops, including the Lidl in question, which replaced the old Spar on the show.
So I think the Lidl's a new addition to RTE. So they need to get that off Google Maps because they could have lots of visitors.
But I wonder what happened.
Check out the bakery.
Was Spar on it? Like when Spar was in Fair City, I wonder, was that on Google Maps? And how did people not show up to it?
But I mean, Spar is less of a destination. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like if we stop into a Spar on the way, we will. But you're
Spar's
not popping
more about
in.
The journey.
You're not like popping a Spar into Google Maps.
Yeah.
Like you're like,
yeah.
We'll pass a shop. Whereas Lidl is like, I want to go to there. You know what
I
mean?
That's a very good point.
Do you know?
I don't know if anyone ever went.
And the PR for Spar hating that.
But I mean, all
like
you need
Sintra.
When you need it under the tree at Spar. But it's like, I'm not putting it into maps.
No,
I'm not
agree.
Doing my big shopping.
I just want a shop that sells milk and a bottle of water.
Yeah,
and a chicken
you're going to put in Lidl, you're going to put in Aldi, but you'd put in the shop.
Yeah,
if you're going to
groceries.
I just find it very funny that the incredibly intelligent tech giant Google or Google Maps seems to basically be unable to separate fact and fiction, completely fake shop. So RTE economics and public affairs editor, his name is David Murphy, he posted the story to his Twitter and he described the woman, like what was happening, that they had to get rid of the woman. I was like, imagine getting dragged by the economics and public affairs editor at RTE because Google Maps brought you to Lidl. All you wanted to do was do the big shop.
Cuts in RTE are serious. No security even anymore. It's just like a lad from the office. It's like, get your one out.
Yeah.
Didn't he say as well, I directed her to the nearest Tesco, and that one in Donnybrook was like that small Tesco Express on the little, corner.
You wouldn't be doing your big shop there. Like.
That's devastating.
So I've been thinking of some other businesses that I would like to visit that I can't because they are fake and they are from television.
Love.
Gotcha.
Dennis's Wee Shop from Dairy Girls.
Oh my God. Oh, you'd get everything there.
The sweets looks cheap and plentiful and...
Everything would be from 1996, but it would be perfect.
The Premier from Drake and Josh.
Your recall from Drake and Josh is incredible. It was a long time ago.
Too young for you guys?
Shut up.
I loved it, but it was a long time since I watched an episode. It was
like, I do remember Drake and Josh, but I don't remember the premiere.
It's where they hung out. It was the cinema. It was where Josh worked.
Oh my God.
Los Pollos Hermanos from Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah. What
was that? Come for the Mets, stay for the chicken.
Nice.
That's the vibe in Los Pollos Hermanos. Slay. Central Park and Friends, because, you know, everyone would know that one. I don't actually really want to go there.
The couch was really comfy.
You were just throwing us about.
It really didn't.
Well, I love a sinky couch.
Your back would be in bits, too low down.
Yeah, imagine having to lean forward to get your cups of tea. Yeah.
Well, that's true too.
Pizza Planet from Toy Story, because of the claw.
That looked so good.
It did, and all the games around it I thought was quite interesting. And the commissary in the prison in Orange is the New Black.
Oh my God, yeah, they have some juicy bits.
You could buy absolutely anything there, and it's very cheap because the prisoners only make 11 cents an hour. Can you tell I've been rewatching Orange is the New Black?
I'm loving your journey on that.
Yeah, so it's taken a while, but I'm still getting
there's
there.
There's a lot in it. There's a lot watching in it.
There 100% is. I just know some of the little diners in Sex and the City. And I know that they probably are legitimate places now, but the grub just looked so good.
So good.
You'd be watching that, and they're always eating. That's all they're ever doing is meeting up
the
and
dream.
Eating.
Same.
Yeah, stunning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Alex Warren with Ordinary on Spin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona, and welcome on in to Top 10 Tuesday.
Woo! All right.
We love this. Each Tuesday, I give Dave, Fiona, and you listening a topic. Your job is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, there's 10 to fill out, as I mentioned, and Dave and Fiona typically don't manage to fill all 10 without your help. And that's where you come in, and you win an IMC Cinema Pass for every one that you managed to fill in for us. So just
that's not a bit, by the way. We genuinely never complete this ever.
It's actually a lot more difficult than you would think, I think, a lot of the time. And again, I don't have a pen ready.
I just robbed your pen, that's why. I don't have a pen.
There you go.
You know why I don't have a pen? Because Faye Short at nights with Jamie and Faye keeps robbing my bloody pen.
Right, everyone gets sorted with a pen, all awkward. Right?
I've got a pen.
Okay.
I've got a marker. That's what I've got.
That'll do for now. All right. In the past, we've done things like the top 10 headliner gigs at Croke Park and the top 10 most followed accounts on Instagram. That's the kind of deal, okay? Have your number or have our number ready to go on WhatsApp 0877111103. Chances are we are going to need you. This morning, Dave and Fiona. This is a very different one for us, and I think you're going to enjoy it because it's a bit different.
Okay.
This week, we're looking for the 10 most commonly used letters in English words.
Oh.
That is
That's
mental.
A bit of crack.
It's good, isn't it?
I like that one.
English words. All right. Okay.
The 10 most commonly used letters in English words. Dave.
E.
What makes you think that? Just because it's a good little vowel there?
Well, it's in everything, isn't it? Literally, the letter E is in everything.
You're brilliant. That is at number one, appearing in 11.16% of all English words.
I can't believe that's number one.
Number one, done.
I would have thought A would have been number one.
I bet you that's number two.
I think so.
Are you locking it in?
Lock it in.
A is number two.
Oh my God, I could kill a man.
I'm going to go with... I'll have an I, Rachel.
I'll take an I. Number four, Dave.
Oh, it's number four.
Yeah, 7.54%.
And I'll go with an O, please.
An O, Fiona, that is at number five.
7.16%. I. O. U? Let's go with U.
Ooh. That was a curveball. Don't get caught in the cycle of the vowels.
What the hell is three then?
Get locked in
what
with
the hell
U there, yeah.
Is three.
Oh, that was
you?
A mugs game.
U is at number 11.
No!
Number 11.
This is ridiculous.
We're out of vowels, guys. We're moving into the consonants.
I'm going to say N.
No chance.
N, Fiona, is at number 7.
God, you really know your words.
Oh, I do.
I'm going to go for S.
S, Dave, is at number 8.
8? What the hell is 3?
Just to, like, have a little look at where we are. Number 1, E. That was a guess by Dave. Number two, A, Fiona has that. Four is I, Dave guessed that. Fiona guessed number five, which is O. Fiona has guessed number seven, which is N. And Dave has guessed number eight, which is S. We're looking for number three, number six, number nine, number 10. Can you do it alone this week, guys?
I have it.
Oh, I'm going to say T.
Is are you locking that
Wait,
in?
whose go was it?
I don't know. Whose go was it?
T.
Yeah.
Fiona, that's at number six.
Well, I'm going to go with
6.9%.
What number was T? For once.
T was six. At number six.
I'm going to go with H. Bit of a curveball.
No, that's a good one.
Dave's getting very stressed. H is at number 15.
Oh my god, we're still looking for number three, so clever.
Number 9 and number 10.
I'm gonna go M.
Yeah. First strikeout for Fiona. M is at number 14.
What?
Still looking for number 3, number 9 and number 10.
I just want to get 3. As soon as I get 3, I'm happy. Is it L?
It's not, but L is at number 9.
Okay.
Oh, well done. Well
L
done,
is at number 9.
We could get there. We could finish
Come
the list.
Come on, guys. We're looking for number 3 and number 10. Do you want to recap or are we good?
I think we're good. I'm going to say C.
C, Fiona. Is it number 10?
Oh! We have one to get.
Oh my God. This is Dave. The best game ever.
You have one life left, Fiona. You have two lives left. Come on, guys.
Oh, I'm sure it's right there in front of our face.
Just think of all the words you're saying right now and what letters are coming up in them.
Yeah. No, you're so right.
Let's go with the letter R.
Oh, yeah.
Now, R features in an interesting place.
It better be number 3.
You've gone and completed.
Yes! Come on! Never in the history of Top 10 Tuesday have we completed the list.
I never thought I would feel this way. How do you feel? This is huge.
Let's talk to you first. Have a little speech.
Listen, I just want to say thank you to my family. Thank you to my friends. Thank you to the supporters, you listening. It's been a wild ride. This is what a great day.
Don't ever forget to thank your partner.
Oh, listen, thank you to Pippa for beginning with P, which does not start in the list.
Fiona.
I just want to say we all played incredible out there.
Yeah.
My partner Dave played incredible. I played incredible. My partner Emma, who gave us the list, my partner Callum, all played incredible. And I just want to say sometimes I pretend that I lose this so that the listener wins an IMC Cinema Pass. But today I'd like to say, I don't care about you guys, I won Top 10 Tuesday.
What a dramatic Top 10 Tuesday. And I don't want you listening missing out. So what I'm going to do this morning is there's a pair of IMC Cinema Passes up for grabs right now on 087 711 1038. If you can tell us number 26,
ooh,
tell us the least used letter in English words,
that's
all right?
Okay.
So 087 711 1038, give us a guess right now. The least used letter in English words. If you get it correct,
some IMC
you get a pair of IMC.
You know what? I'm just looking at this list.
Let's just recap it, right?
In first place, E. In second, A. In third, OR. In fourth, I. In fifth, O. In sixth, T. In seventh, N. In eighth, S. In ninth, L. And in tenth, C.
Well, there you go.
Ooh.
What is the most shocking thing for you there?
OR.
I think OR is a weird
one. Being up so high is crazy.
Here's Moily now. This is Shake It to the Max. That's Spin. Well done, guys. And if you hear this, then go on
middle back. Go on middle. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Right, we are in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. Me and Fiona have just guessed the top 10 most used letters in the English alphabet.
Oh,
in English words.
Amazing.
We completed the list, baby. It was a fantastic feeling. We go through that list again, will we?
Yes.
In first place, we had E used the most. In second place, we had A. Fiona guessed that. In third place, OR, I guessed that. In fourth place, I. In fifth, O. In sixth, T. In seventh, N. In eighth, S. In ninth, L. And in tenth, C. But producer Callum has tasked you listening. Can you guess the letter that is used the least frequently?
It was really interesting because on the day before Top 10 Tuesday, I go around the office playing Top 10 Tuesday with people.
Oh, how do people do?
No one in the office managed to complete the top 10.
No
so
way.
I was really not sure if you were going to be able to complete it. Now, I thought, because there's only 26 options, it might be easy, but I'm so proud of you.
You're going to need to check how you do the hiring out there. They're not very bright.
I do think that the biggest curveball in that was number three was the letter R.
None of us saw that.
That was the last one that Dave guessed. So it's the 10 most commonly used letters in the English words that we were looking for. But yes, I did say because you completed the top 10, fair play to you.
Yes,
we're looking for the least used letter in any English words.
I see cinema passes up for grabs if you can guess this.
Kerry is there. What do you think?
My guess is Z.
Z.
Z for zebra.
The last letter of the alphabet. Yeah, it has to be.
Another brilliant guess.
It's not X.
Can you believe this?
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. There's something wrong here.
Z is at number 24.
I think it's that we're just too good at the game.
Yeah.
No one else
we only know top 10.
Sorry, Kerry.
I'm so sorry. I genuinely thought you were winning this.
Sorry, Pez.
Have a great day.
Bye, girl.
Talk to you later. Again, we're looking for the least popular letter. The one
fair
that's
enough that
less...
she guessed Z. Like.
Oh, totally. It's right there. What's your guess, Louise?
J.
J is a fantastic
interesting guess.
Oh, no.
So close, Louise. It's at number 25, not 26.
No.
Oh, my God. 25.
That's unbelievable. So there is a letter that's used less. All right, Louise, thank you very much for ruling it out.
No problem. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, Louise.
Bye-bye. This is so hard. I love that because, you know, the way... I have the information in front of me. It sounds like I know what's going on. I wouldn't have a clue on this either. I would have said Z or J.
But yeah, I think J is a mad guess.
I never would have put J.
I thought J was pretty popular.
Was definitely called Jason.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Looking but I have one more that I think it has to
okay.
be.
The, what we're looking for here is the least used letter in English words.
An X?
X. It has to be X. There's no way there's a letter that's used less than X.
That's a very sensible guess.
Robin.
Yeah, I'm just happy.
How is that wrong?
It's at number 23.
That's high up. What about exam?
Exit. X-ray.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I'll just text in, but unfortunately.
Text.
Robin, great guess. Thank you for ruling it out. Have a great day.
Bye. See you.
Bye. What else even is there at this
point? That's what I thought it was. I bet a guess.
Yeah. There's X comes up more than you think.
Like, you think?
Yeah, it's in a few bits there.
All right, fine. We need to move on from this. We're looking for the least popular letter in English words. Carl, what do you think?
The letter Q.
The letter Q.
QAnon.
As in
for
queuing.
Two IMC cinema pass.
Oh, the stakes are huge.
You've gone and done it,
so. Yes! Carl, spot on. Very good. Did you know that or did you just guess?
Or did you Google it?
I know, I guessed, like it's kind of obvious, like it's...
It was an educated guess.
Not to us, Carl. Carl, congratulations. 2 IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Perfect, thank you.
Good luck.
Bye,
good
Carl. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What's going on? Do you know what? According to my Whoop, I am the healthiest man in the world today.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
And I don't understand that. I think my body is actually broken.
Oh, right.
Because I only got five and a half hours of sleep, right? But in terms of recovery, it gives you a percentage recovery of how recovered you are today and how it feels like. Are you ready to tackle the world? Are you ready to go for a run or, you know, climb Mount Everest and stuff like that? And I usually don't go for a run unless I'm what's called in the green. Because if I'm not in the green, I just know it's going to be a bad day. I may as well just sit on the couch. Do you know what I mean? Maybe.
It's such a negative thing, isn't it, in a way? Because it's stopped you from doing things.
Exactly.
Like, today's a write-off.
But I'll go for a walk or something. I won't go for a run. Today, I got no excuse. I'm 95% recovered.
Wow.
Right? Yesterday, 20% recovered. Right? Today, 95% recovered.
All I did
yesterday was lie in bed.
Oh, well, that's it then.
But there's one thing that's interesting called the HRV, right? This is called heart rate variability, and basically it measures the time between heartbeats, that your own heartbeats, right? And so mine is, on average, 66. Okay, the higher it is, the better.
Okay.
My girlfriend's dad used to play Gaelic football. He is the fittest man I know, even at the age of 75. His HRV is always in the hundreds, right?
Wow.
Always. Like, he's the healthiest man I know. My HRV, always 66.
That's pretty good then.
Today, 120.
What?
Something's going wrong. Either I'm about to die or I think I'm about to be able to climb Mount Everest. If I don't run a marathon today, what's the point?
Man, you got to go and take advantage of that before it starts tanking.
Well, you see, this is... I'm just thinking my body's just broken. I'd say my body's just kind of like, what the hell is happening? Well, you just had... You were sick for 3 days and then you just stayed on the couch for most of it and maybe... from yesterday doing absolutely nothing, it's been like, now you can do whatever the
do
hell you want.
You fully trust it.
Yeah,
I do fully trust it, in fairness.
Then
yeah,
yeah. Take advantage of
so
that
there you go. 119 HRV. I am the healthiest man in Ireland. You're all just playing for seconds.
Or maybe you're dying. Who knows?
Yeah, one of them too.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
We're looking for your stories this morning on when have you experienced a terribly timed tantrum? Okay, now we're talking about kids here, not adult tantrums. We're talking about the kids in your life. Maybe they're your own kids, or maybe it was a kid you're minding, or a niece or a nephew, or a friend's child, or whatever. So get in touch on that. The terribly timed tantrum that you've experienced. 087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes in this as well. Over the weekend, I'd mentioned this yesterday in the show. I was on the Aran Islands, and I was there with my family and some more friends as well. And on Sunday, we were due to check out of the hotel at like 11, but the ferry wasn't until like 1:45 or something like that. So there's a bit of filling time to do and people were kind of off doing their own bits, but I said I'd spend time with my sister and her two kids. Mm-hmm. And you know, Florence, I've talked about her a lot. Will is only two. Mm-hmm. And basically, I was with my dad and we were in this like tea room and everyone was grand. Everyone was happy. And Laura then, because her husband was off doing something else, she couldn't like clear out the room on her own without his help when he got back, if you know what I mean. So her phone rang at like, whatever, 20 past 11, saying, you know, your room isn't cleared out. And she was like, look, I'll be down in a sec. I'll get everything out of the room. And my dad had just arrived and he said, come on, I'll come down and help you get all the bags out, whatever. So I said, leave the kids with me. I'll be fine. So that was fine.
You've minded these kids before.
Plenty of times.
On your own.
They know me really well. Like, we're good pals.
It's like
you're
related.
Yeah. They're my niece and nephew. They're no bother at all. But something in that moment came over Will when he saw his mammy walking away down the road. And she was out of, like, she was out of earshot, if you know what I mean. But he could still kind of make her out. Oh my God, lads. He turned into a demon.
I
did not know what to do. To say that he was he was so upset, it was like really upsetting for me as well, because I was like, oh my God, like your mom's going to come back, calm down. But like the separation anxiety was so bad that he was like screaming and kicking and trying to get down on the road, and there was horses and traps passing and like bikes passing and everything. So like I couldn't leave him down, and as soon as I did leave him down, then he was just sitting on the road or trying to crawl off. In the meantime, Florence was like, take his doggy, and I was like asking the 6 year old, what do I do, Florence? What do you normally
that
do
that is the oldest daughter in the family. Classic. Problem solver, always.
Who?
The oldest daughter in the family.
Yeah, literally turned to her and she was like, give him his teddy. And I was like, he was kicking and screaming, and I had a big heavy bag on my back full of water and stuff. He was dragging that off me, broke the strap in my bag. To the point where then I'm saying to Florence, you know, walk with me and leave all of our belongings that were there. Just walk with me. We need to just get this child back to his mother, because I don't know what to do. Like, this is out of control tantrum wise, right?
Oh my God.
To the point where I was walking down the road in front of loads of these tourists, Americans, all sorts of everyone there, walking past me going,
and what, he's kicking and screaming,
thinking like, who's this mother allowing her kid to have? I'm like, he's not mine.
Oh my God.
And he is like upside down in my arms, kicking and screaming. I'm holding him like, you know, mid range while the legs are up in the air, and then he turns around.
I don't know much about kids, but I presume you can't reason with them.
Now, Will, what way is that to be carrying on at all?
I've tried.
You're on your holidays. You're very lucky to be here.
Yeah. Tried my level best with them. To the point where my sister was just bursting out of the hotel with all the bags, and I just somehow kind of wrangled them off me into her arms.
Oh my God.
And just like that, it went from to.
Oh,
not
my
a bother
God.
On
him. Oh, yeah, Emma, he hates you.
He's kids.
He's normally brilliant. Just in that moment, he just had such an epic tantrum. And I haven't really been around a kid. I've heard about these tantrums, you know, and I've seen them online and stuff. I've never experienced
That's
one.
The most non-parent thing I've ever
I've
heard.
I've seen tantrums online.
Seen them on
it's all online these days.
But I can't say I've ever dealt with one that full on. And so
no, that's
own.
Scary.
Like the only adult present, I was like, I don't know.
Now, look,
what
I'm
to
lucky
do.
Enough to have not really dealt with this kind of thing before. I do have a story I'll tell you a little bit later on, but I've never really fully had a baby in my arms going that mad.
Oh my God.
Is it is it not just, is the worst thing about it that it's loud? Or like what, because like what's really
going on? Yeah. They're obviously have huge separation anxiety and they're panicking that their mother's gone, but they're taking it out on you.
Just give it a little shake.
No, you can't actually shake a baby.
You're
no,
not meant to shake a baby.
Are
you not?
Well, he's 2 years old.
High
up
on the list. Yeah,
okay. A fully grown man.
I guess it's distressing to see them that upset.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when your heart's going off race and then you're panicking. And it's not like they're in their own house where you just leave them sit down and like calm down
shake
for a minute.
Out. Yeah,
we're in the middle of this public place where, there, as I said, there's a massive horse and cob and everything. Like the child, I have to hold him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was horrible.
No, that's a nightmare. My God.
So, and has this happened before? Like tantrums. when Laura has left the kid, when Laura's left Will, like with someone else?
Probably, but like.
But was she that shocked?
No, she was like, oh, sorry about that.
I was like, if someone left me with this demon child, and then was just like, oh,
sorry.
Soz. Yeah,
that's you're right now.
I'd go like, mental.
That was very stressful. And she's like, he's after breaking me back there.
that'll be 20 quid there.
We would love to know, when have you experienced a terribly timed tantrum? Could be your own kid, maybe a kid you're minding, as I said, or your friend's child, whatever the case may be. Get in touch and let us know. Could be on the middle aisle of, like, in the middle of IKEA some random afternoon.
Oh,
could
my
be on
God.
An airplane. Could be you're sitting down for dinner when you're abroad, and it's just not ideal. But look, I guess none of us are parents, but we realise it happens out there, you know?
It does. I've heard of it.
Not that I know of.
See it online.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was just telling you that I was responsible for my 2-year-old nephew for literally all of 5 or 6 minutes, as my sister had to go off and do something back at the hotel. We had checked out. We were on a tiny little country road, as you can imagine, in Inish Ore, a tiny little island. Horses and traps everywhere, bikes everywhere. My nephew just fell into this massive tantrum, obviously missing his mom, but the kicking and the screaming and the shouting and the roaring and the just inconsolable kind of tantrum, you know what I mean? Didn't know how to deal with it. Kind of carried him half upside down back to eventually into my sister's arms.
Maybe that's why he was crying. You were holding him upside down.
Blood running through his head.
And we're asking you this morning, when have you experienced a terribly timed tantrum? Might be your own kids. Could be someone else's kid that you were minding or whatever. And I suppose it's the first time as not a parent I realised just how stressful that can be in those situations. Dennis was in touch.
Once me and my ex-wife were in shopping with my daughter, who was around about 1.5 years of age. She started acting up in the shop, screaming and shouting. So I said to my ex, I'll bring her out to the car. You continue on shopping, I'll bring her out to the car. So I picked her up, started walking through the shopping centre. And my daughter wasn't happy with this and started screaming around the shop, you're not my daddy.
No.
And I was walking through with this child screaming and shouting in my arms. And she's shouting, you're not my daddy. You're not my daddy.
God love you.
Well, the looks I got.
Oh my God. Imagine. I am.
Do you want a DNA test?
How was she doing that age 1.5?
That is like so many kids are clever, man.
That is insane. Oh my God.
That's terrifying. Do you know what? It's funny that we talk about like this kind of tantrum and the kind of separation anxiety. I remember throwing a tantrum. I remember this. Like, I don't know what age I was. I think I was going into primary school and my mum was leaving me with, it was in the summer, right? And my mum was leaving me with a babysitter just for a couple of minutes to get used to this new babysitter because I was going to be going to her house after school every day, right? Mm-hmm. So she wanted me to
introduce the kindest thing.
Exactly, introduce me to the babysitter, not just having my first day of school be collected by this person I didn't know. So in the middle of summer, we go over and we meet, well, her name is Mary. Lovely woman. And I didn't know that at the time. I was only about 4, maybe.
Maybe so, yeah.
I still remember sitting on the porch as my mother drove away. And I thinking, she's never coming back. And I was inconsolable. I was screaming. I was like, it was crazy. Mary's the babysitter. I had to bring out like a load of Lego and be just, kind of just throw it at me. And be like, go, do that. I remember I was inconsolable. Mom came back. Mom just went to the shop. Literally, she came back after 5 minutes. And I just remember being inconsolable. I remember the first time I ever babysat for someone, for a neighbour's kid, the kid cried because the mom had left. And the kid cried so much that they got sick. And I can't deal with sick because if I see sick, I'll get sick. So I just had to let this child cry by the front door while I was chilling in the kitchen, be like, you're fine.
What a great
She'll come back. I'm me ringing my mom. You need to come down and help this child after getting sick and I can't deal with it.
Oh my God.
Like screamed for hours. It was horrendous.
Maybe you have stories on this as well. When have you experienced a terribly timed tantrum? 087-711-1038. Get in touch.
I remember, so I had these babysitters when I was growing up, Lindsay and Shirley, and they were Protestant, in case that name is obvious with that. Very nice Protestant girls in the estate. And then when I grew up, I babysat their kids.
Okay.
It was a real full circle moment. And Lindsay, who was like still living in Shankill where I was living, she had like extra family over. I think it was like her husband's sister and their kids as well. So there was like three little kiddies in this house.
Okay.
I think I was like, I was old enough. I think I was like 18 or 19. I was getting ready to go out after the parents got home.
Yeah.
That was going to be my time to take the town. And this baby, 2-year-old, she did not stop screaming, crying for the entire duration the parents were out. Screaming, screaming. The other kids were like, lady, stop her. And I was like just sitting here with this screaming child. I was kind of like rocking her back and forth. And kind of like the way you were saying, Laura was so nonchalant when she got back. Her mom came back and she was like, oh yeah. I was like, she didn't stop crying the whole time, by the way. And she was like, oh yeah, sometimes I think she has bad dreams. I was like, this wasn't a dream, lady.
In the daytime.
This was real to me.
I'm going out.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my God. I don't know how people do it. I honestly don't. And if it ever happens to me, like, that's probably the biggest thing that would make me go, am I sure I want to go ahead with this?
Yeah.
Because that was stressful. So I'm saying,
Pippa, are you listening to this? Yes. Doesn't it sound horrible?
Do you want to be a mamacita?
Sounds terrible.
Don't know.
If you've any experiences of this, a worst, terribly timed tantrum with a kid in your life, 087-711-1038.
In case you can't hear it in my voice or in the unhinged fake rules that I made up for the cash machine just there a few moments ago, I'm not very well at the moment. We've all, this stems back to the great Callum Farmer sickness of last week when he famously came in of a Wednesday, coughed all over everything and then said, I'm not very well.
Not very well. And then was shocked when me and Fiona got sick.
Came in on Friday.
He got 2 days off. We didn't get a tap.
No. I'm not going to lie, guys. It's all beginning down there.
Tickle.
It's all down there in
That's
the throat this morning.
That's how it starts. Mm-hmm. That's how it starts. Handy out for me. All my worst days of the sickness took place over the weekend.
Lovely.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, it's handy how that works out for the company. I was telling you on Friday that I was off to West Cork, off to Iries, for the Iries Family Festival, which is an absolutely huge event for the Beira Peninsula. And I did not see one thing.
No.
I had it, nothing. I had it down on the Friday evening for a couple of drinks and a walk around the village. And there was a wonderful, like, jazzy band playing on a lorry in the middle of the village.
Course.
And there was all the West Cork hippies out.
Brilliant.
Do you know the way there's like the people who are from West Cork and then there's a few hippies who move down to play their music by the seaside?
The spoiled rich kids from Dublin.
Yeah. Who wear no shoes and stuff. Yeah. So they were out. And then for the rest of the time I spent in bed with what my
you
auntie...
You have family there, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's a 5-hour journey.
It's a 5-hour journey.
It's not five hours.
It's beyond
to West Cork.
Yeah, this is the back and beyond.
No.
Like,
I can't tell you. Like, I used to go to Alahees, a place very, very close to
I remember
to
going
Iries.
To Alahees, but we flew to Alahees.
That's what you bloody need to do. What do you fly? Oh, you flew to Cork City.
And then got a car.
No,
that drive down is unbelievable along the Beira Peninsula. It just goes on and on and on and on.
And when we were kids now, before the motorways, you'd be in the car for 7 hours.
I'm Dublin, yeah.
But, no, so
stopping off at the horse
enough.
And jockey.
You would? Yeah, I thought we were only talking about that during the week. That's
we used to have a song on the way down those back roads and it used to go, wiggly way, wiggly way, wiggly way, 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 way.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a great song.
Do you ever remember it? It was a cursed drive. But that was, So I arrived, all that, in bed. Yeah, sick as a dog with what my auntie referred to, and I could have killed her, as the common cold.
Oh, how
dare
she.
I was like, girl, shut up. This is not common. I am dying over
Literally,
here.
Literally, it was one of those colds that was actually, it was so annoying to have that as soon as someone like kind of downplayed it, I wanted to go mad at them.
Yeah.
Pippa was like, sure, you're not sick. I was like, What do you mean yeah. I'm not? I'm in bits. Okay, yeah, I went to the pub, but still, I'm in bits.
It was so much worse than a cold, but I thought I'd just quickly review some of the things I missed over the weekend. So I was telling you on Friday that Siobhan McSweeney of Derry Girls fame yes. was opening the festival.
Oh, for God's sake.
She was cutting the ribbon. Now, technically, I didn't make it to that because I arrived down too late, okay? But still, I missed it. I also missed the Comortis Prati, which translates as potato competition. first year of this happening at the festival. Some contests that happened within that. How many potatoes can you stack?
Okay.
Make your own potato head. Okay. And those beautiful.
Is this
one
a potato
wins.
Or a yellow apple?
Oh, that would have been a good one. This one, competition for potatoes that you've grown yourself. Mm. Okay, so these were to be sampled by the judges.
I've only ever seen this kind of stuff in TV shows.
Yeah, but it's for real. Boiled or steamed only, no salt or butter added. Okay. Right. So that was a very basic at the roots potato festival. Yeah. And then there was a jazzier potato competition where you could bring in any potato dish at all. It could have any other ingredients, just potatoes. Potatoes had to be the main feature.
Gratin.
And there was going to be bain-maries to keep them all warm.
Wow.
This is everything I missed. I also missed, on the Friday night, there was a cowboy and cowgirl dance at the marquee.
No.
Oh, man. And my brother came home and said, I put a sombrero on Sister Mary Michael. I was like, everything about that is wrong. Her name, the hat choice.
As in Siobhan McSweeney?
Yeah.
No.
I was like, did she like that? And he was like, yeah. Like, did she like being called Sister Mary Michael, which is not her name? Anyway, so problematic. I missed the salmon wagon, which was a little stall which was serving salmon fillet in a bun or salmon noodle salad. I was like,
that's what we call you behind your back.
Salmon noodle.
Salmon wagon.
Salmon wagon. I missed the bear from Kenmare, who's a pub singer with a beard. He is.
It sounds like you're doing fake or real.
I swear to God, this we look forward to him every year. He's just a lad with a beard who sings songs in the pub, sings rebel songs, and all the English tourists sing along and not having a clue.
Can we I'll go next year.
I really want to.
No, you have to. Finally, something really important I missed. Showering. Didn't have a single shower once.
Oh, why?
Well, maybe that was the reason you were so sick.
Maybe. Why? I had one yesterday.
Did you just not have the energy?
I could not get in there.
Really?
It was not happening.
I'd say the pong in the car on the way home from you.
Oh, not good. Yeah, and I drove my brother home actually as well.
Oh, God, love
Five hours. I can't get over that.
Oh, it goes on forever and ever. Well, bit of a letdown for you, Feet.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to work.
Thanks, Callum.
That's all about the story.
Yeah, Callum. Thanks, Mel, Callum.
No problem.
I'm delighted now. It's kicking off on me, so Jesus, I might get a few days off.
You'll get Thursday.
Yeah, Tuesday's a good time to get it.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Spins holiday
Olympic. I'm a getaway. And the choice will be yours. Well, not complete and utter choice, but choice between three gorgeous locations.
Yeah.
If you are the grand winner of Spins Holiday Hot Pick, you could be packing your bags and heading off to either Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. Do you know, this is like such an all-inclusive thing. One thing I would love to be included in a great big prize is a bag packer.
Ooh.
Oh,
now that'd be amazing.
Comes in with just their travel cubes.
You've just changed the game.
Wouldn't that be amazing? And we'll actually send you out a packer as well to help you if you're a bit
it's
overwhelmed.
Callum.
It's Callum. I don't mind the packing, like when you're going on holidays, that's exciting. It's the unpacking. And doing the wash.
He's actually holding his chest. Yeah, like, oh, having an anxiety attack.
Awful. Oh, yeah. Listen.
And then putting everything back where they're meant to be.
Nightmare.
No.
Oh, nightmare.
Hell,
it is your call. Mallorca, Morocco, Malta. You pick the location and we'll throw in the flights, the check baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation in a 4-star hotel, don't mind you, and transfers to him from the airport, which are travel insurance.
Very, very nice. Now, not too hard to be in the draw to win this. All we've been asking you to do is WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick, and then we need you to answer the phone saying something very specific.
This could take a while, so buckle up, everybody.
Come on, no, I have a feeling. One and done. Come here on. We go.
Let's give this a lash this morning.
I want to pick a holiday.
Oh, spot on, Liv. Spot on. How much were you kind of worried that it wasn't going to be us?
Oh, terrified.
You did say it with a little bit of hesitation.
A little bit
you
of
sounded
it.
A little nervy.
You
that's
also
okay.
Said
that's
it.
Not one of the stipulations.
Okay,
kind of mumbled it out as well. Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Liv, now that you know it's us, let's take two. Ring, 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 ring.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Still the exact same tone.
She can't get the sentence out quick enough. Honestly.
Exact same
I'm like, are you on 1.5
She's still as nervous.
Yeah. If you won this office, Liv, where would you be off to? Mallorca, Morocco or Malta?
Probably Malta.
Malta, good choice. Good choice, Liv. Well, congratulations. You are in that draw to win with Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Liv.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. More chances of getting that draw, and you're running quickly out of time. WhatsApp us, holiday hot pick. Another chance to win with Michaela, Steve Kay, and with Jamie and Faye later this evening.
Nice.
Spin as well.
Spin. 101
Hello, good morning. Hope
morning.
You're good.
Hey.
Just ran up to the canteen there with the intention of doing something kind of healthy, as in kind of, I know Dave doesn't like this and Dave doesn't realise that I've been doing this for the last 2 months.
And you're going to ratten yourself?
Yeah, chopping up a little bit of banana into some granola.
Believe me, I've known. I'm just growing as a person to not give out about it.
Wow. Okay.
Because kinda, it's just, no matter how much you give out about it, you still do it.
Well, here's the thing. I am kind of breaking up the banana under the granola and yogurt, trying to disguise it from Dave and break up kind of kiwi into there as well. And I just walked up there and I was looking at the fruit and I was like, I couldn't be bothered, you know?
So it's just a big
granola-y yogurt mix. And I feel like the vibe is alive up there because one of the girls, Maria, was making her breakfast. It smelled delicious.
It stank.
It's gorgeous.
It was rotten.
What was it?
Some kind of eggy mess.
Oh,
it was the most disgusting smelling breakfast I've ever smelled.
It's been a few days, a while since I've brought in an eggy breakfast in here.
But I said to Maria, I said, that just smells divine.
No, don't be encouraging her because every single morning now at 9 o'clock, she's going to be making her bits.
She's also fed up. Everyone's fed up.
I went to make tea this week and I couldn't because Maria was making her pongy thing.
Ooh, I want to know what's in there.
She said, I just need a chef. I can't be arsed with this prepping before for breakfast. Do you know what I mean?
No, but
like,
it does.
What do you bring to work that's easy? Every time I Google, like, what's an easy breakfast that's not too bad for me to bring to work? It's like chop up. I'm like, as soon as you say start chopping up stuff, I'm not interested anymore.
As soon as the board's coming out.
Cocoa Pops. Easily made, stunning to look at, tastes fantastic.
See, you see, he's right, like.
See, you know I am.
He's 100%.
And if I ate that bowl of mush, like, I would talk about it for 3 weeks.
You want to get a life. You want to get a life, Dave.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona on Fully Charged. Good morning.
Good morning. This coming Thursday, Fiona Farley, you're playing the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Oh my God, am I?
You are. Just so you're aware of that. Yep. But when you were off yesterday, myself and Emma were talking and we were saying, do you know what? We've seen Fiona live. She hasn't ever mentioned that she works in Spin yet. She hasn't really talked about the fact that she has this show. And we thought the one thing about getting a comedian on the show would be you'd publicise our show. You'd go in to do your show on stage and you'd talk about this show, having all of those hundreds of eyes looking at you, turning them into ears listening to our show.
Of course. Now, you did see me before I worked here, so it would be crazy if I'd mentioned.
But I'm pretty sure producer Callum saw you afterwards.
Yeah. I don't think there's been a jokes about your new role at all yet has made its way into your set, am I right?
Guys, I actually did make a joke about working at Spin last Thursday in Cherry, and it was really, really good.
Go on, what was it?
No, I can't tell you now. I'm going to be telling it again.
We have to go see it, do we?
Oh, come on, please tell us.
No, I can't. It's not going to be funny out of context or anything, but I'll tell
you
it.
You did mention it, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, keep us loud.
I saw Fiona in the Sugar Club the week before she started on the show.
Yeah.
And I went with our boss, Nick. And Nick was adamant that she was just going to do a whole lot about working at Spin. I was like, Nick, this show she's been working on for a while.
She hasn't.
This was
it.
Before she started working. She's not going to mention this whatsoever. I mean, he was like, she's going to mention it. She's going to be talking about Spin. Not once. And I was like, I was right.
Yeah.
Everyone in your life when you do comedy thinks that they're like, don't be putting this, don't be using this for a good material.
Don't be saying,
and I'm like, you're the
best. We get that all the time. Yeah, get that all the time. Don't do that on the radio.
Yeah.
Don't
say
that.
I'm like, dream of it. Terrible content.
Don't put that on Facebook.
Don't put that in your Snapchat now.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't. I have no intention of it.
But it's like something stupid, like your granny like messed up a sentence. Don't be putting that on Facebook now.
You're like, it actually probably would go on the radio.
Now, I was thinking, though, because at the moment we're getting absolutely no PR out of you.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Guys,
no,
sorry.
You do need to showcase us more at your gigs,
it
and we'll be keeping an eye.
To finesse this material.
Well, that's what we thought. We just thought it must be very difficult to work in some jokes about this show into your set. So we've decided to do that for you.
Oh.
So We've come up with jokes for you to say at your Thursday's gig at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Okay.
And we'll be there with eyes on you to see if they're
okay,
done.
Great.
So this is, just imagine Fiona Frawley, she's on stage, right? And I've written some jokes for
looking
you.
Unreal.
In Emma, the main room in Whelan. Oh, someone's going up in the world.
So Fiona's on stage, she's like, oh my God, hey, guys, what's going on? How are you? Fiona Frawley, here. Guys, what did Kylie Minogue say when I asked her what radio station she most resembles? I'm Spin 103.
Hey.
I'm Spin 103. We love a reference to Kylie. Yeah,
yeah. I know that you love kind of a bit of crowd work.
Yes.
So I think no matter what way someone answers this question, honestly, if it's A, B or C, you can use this answer. So you could say to the crowd, so what's the story? Do you have like an Alexa or a regular radio or no radio at all? No matter what they answer there, you could go, how stereotypical.
Stereo.
Oh my God. That is so good.
I was inspired by something I saw there online and I reworked it myself, but I can't take full credit for that.
How stereotypical.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Dave, yours was terrible.
Yeah, mine was crap and they're all really, really bad. Mine just kind of go into the Spin 103, like very stereotypical, if you don't mind using that word. Stereotypical kind of Spin 103 is like, how many Barry Keoghans does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two, one to screw in the light bulb and the other one who's eating his chicken fillet roll.
Ah, very good. Very
for
good.
More banter like that, listen into Spin weekday mornings from 7.
Oh, damn. That actually is already in my set.
Yeah, it is. As damn it, I knew it.
Again, I can't take full credit for this reworked idea.
No, I love it.
Saw a classic radio actually on sale in a charity shop the other day. Only €1. Sure, I couldn't turn that down.
Very good.
These are,
people are going to be like, that girl loves radio.
These are great. Who has no idea you work on radio?
Yours are better, Dave, because you're actually working the PR in.
I like the idea of an anti-joke, you know, where you think it's going one way and it goes completely opposite. So what do you call three good friends who have a laugh every morning? Emma, Dave and Fiona.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the joke.
Weekday mornings from 7.
Which we love saying. That's the joke.
You just get that in. Weekday mornings from 7.
Okay.
I'm Dave Fiona,
perfect.
Fully charged.
Keep Thank us you. Loud.
Keep us loud.
I really want to know what you said about us last week, girl.
You'll see it soon.
Okay, okay.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. How are you getting on? Okay, you guys know that I have a dog called Danish.
Yes, that's
right. I love you that name, by the way.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a great name for a dog.
Difficult one to be shouting out in Crumlin.
Yes,
now.
Fair.
Danish, come here. People are like, what is wrong with that one?
I always thought about that when naming a dog, that you'd have to be able to name it something you could shout at it.
That's
yes,
the thing, isn't it?
That's very important.
You can't be shouting buttons.
Buttons, yeah. It used to be it had to end with an E because that's apparently the only sound they hear, but I don't think that's true because Danish knows her name. So Danish came with that name because I adopted her at the DSPCA and she was alongside another dog called Croissant because that's kind of how she's like a lurcher, like a big skinny dog breed, and that's how they look when they curl up asleep. She curls up like a Danish. Croissant curled up not quite as much like a Croissant.
You did well with Danish. Croissant would have been a pain to be shouting around Crumlin.
Croissant, yeah. I think because we kept tabs on Croissant and I think they changed her name actually.
Croissant and Crumlin.
Croissant, Croissant. But
very hard to change name though.
I know. We were thinking about it, but we just left her off in the end, Danish. So I feel like these dog rescues, they kind of like to come up with like quirky names for the animals because it like kind of just gives them a bit of a backstory and it will like make them more likely to get adopted. Like, I don't know if you guys remember last year at the DSPCA, there was like a morbidly overweight cat.
Yeah.
Called Angel.
Yes, I do remember.
So
that.
Cute.
Oh, everyone loved her.
Yeah, she ended up being adopted by the DSPCA themselves because they were like, she's just too cute. But this came across my desk over the weekend and I thought it was absolutely beautiful. This rescue, animal rescue called Funds for Friends in Manitoba, Canada. They have a new little, what's the word? Litter of puppies.
Yeah.
Looking cute, always, you know, looking helpless, looking depressed, looking like they were just dragged out of a bag, of course.
Guys, you look too happy for the photo.
Yeah, exactly. You need to look like a bit more downtrodden. And I was obsessed with this. The dogs, it's their Gen Alpha litter. So very quintessentially 2025 names of pups named after TikTok vocabulary that the rescue centre only half understand.
Oh, so God. We should have done a top 10 Tuesday on this, like if we can guess the names.
Oh my God, this would have been good, but I'll just tell them to you. So first up, a very sad looking forlorn little puppy called Skibbity.
I was just about to say Skibbity.
You see, gotta have Skibbity. And he looked very upset.
I hate this.
Yeah. Next, really?
Hate it.
I know, because you like a person name for a dog.
But
so
it's
this
not even it's like saying in our like lingo, what would you say? Like, oh, here's my dog. His name is Deadly.
That's class.
And yeah, that's my dog as well, class. And so next up, a more confident looking dog who might have been like, you know, the kingpin of the litter. He was called Riz.
Oh,
which I
God.
Think is a great name.
It's actually
a
pretty good name, right,
Riz.
But it does kind of sound like it could be a human's name.
Yeah.
You got Roz, Riz.
Riz, yeah. Mm. Next up, we had Skibbity. We had to have Sigma. Alpha energy in a small package.
Yeah, some things you shouldn't be as a dog is a Sigma.
I don't even know what it means, to be quite honest.
What does it mean?
It's like not alpha. It's like I think it's underneath or something, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like Skibbity Sigma. I don't think they're real.
Isn't
words.
There a DJ called Sigma?
Maybe,
there
maybe.
Is.
But now there's also a dog in Canada. Next up, there was Gyat.
Gyat.
Gyat. It's not cat. It's Gyat. Cap.
Yeah.
Cap the
no
dog.
Cap for lie.
Which I think is good. And then this is one that people might not know. Ohio.
Yes.
Ohio the dog.
Yeah.
So if you say Ohio, it's like,
that's
oh,
crap.
Are you from Ohio? It just means it's terrible.
Yeah.
So that's the run to the litter.
Oh, really? Is that what Ohio means?
Yeah.
But it also sounds
Ohio.
Like the dog's name is Oak. You're like, Ohio.
Ohio.
That's
yeah,
cute.
It does. I was thinking, what else could they be called? A real obvious one for the moment. You could call one dog Jet 2 and the other one Holiday.
Holiday.
or £200 off for a family of four. And then like Toopy. For short. Of course, a good name for a dog that maybe gets in a bit of trouble is Astronomer CEO.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Or Astro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a dog that's like just a bit of a messer, you call it Katy Perry Tour.
Yeah.
Or Tory.
Tory.
And then if there's just like a real dog who's like eyes you get lost in, you call it Betty Davis.
Very good.
Davis.
And then if a dog really came along as a bit of a surprise in 2025, you call it Pete Davidson's child. Because I don't think any of us saw that one coming.
Amazing. Very good. Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tits. Hey, yeah. This holiday is on the line. We want to get you out of here. And it is Kira on to give this a lash this morning. What are you up to?
Just on my way to work, actually.
What is it you do?
I'm a nurse.
Very nice. Kira, who's a nurse, well, you deserve a holiday. If anyone deserves a holiday, it's you. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura, Kira. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No.
You haven't? Okay,
oh,
in
wow.
essence, Kira, some basically some songs are going to play and you need to guess the songs. Does that sound like something you could do?
Probably not, but I'll give it a go.
Kira, we need confidence on this game. Come on.
You're saving lives on the daily. Of course you can guess some songs.
Listen, Kira, basically, right, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. Five songs and artists you need to guess, okay? If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura, right? It's as simple as that. Now, some rules that really favour you are if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist, right? There's no skipping or passing allowed. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Kira, you can swap it for a different one, all right? You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song, all right? Just keep that in mind. You can only do it once, can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Kira, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one, take it easy. All makes sense, Kira?
Super, yeah.
All right, and where are you from, by the way, Kira?
From Mullingar.
Kira from Mullingar. If you have any questions about the game, now would be the time to ask them.
Yeah.
We all need right. name a song and name of artist as quick as you possibly can.
So best just start shouting them out, Kira. Here we go with song one with 25 seconds on the clock and it plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Espresso,
Three Carpenters. Start the clock, Kira. Yes, that's exactly what we want.
Well done. Good start to the game, girls.
You're on the board.
Well done,
Kira. Brina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag.
You got that in about 4 seconds, so keep playing that way and you might be winning a holiday
today. Absolutely, Kira. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry
I'm
here for someone else. Soon.
But it's good to see
a bit more.
Yes.
That's annoying.
We needed the full name, Kira.
Sorry, I'm here for someone else. Benson Boone, you bagged it. Well done.
Well done, Kira. Let's go for song three and we'll be more than halfway there with...
9 seconds left on the clock. So that's 3 seconds per song. So it is doable
it
if you get
done.
Them out nice and speedy.
Let's do it, Kira. Song three playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're glowing. You color and fracture light.
Just on the clock, Kira. I'm so sorry.
That was Sapphire from Ed Sheeran, Kira. Sorry about that,
Kira. Did you have fun,
okay.
Kira?
Yeah, it was great. Great to be on the radio.
Oh my God, whoa. Stay there,
hold,
Kira.
Hold on, Kira. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Something has just landed on my lap.
Something's crazy is happening, Kira. This is crazy.
This is crazy. Would you like to go on a McDonald's side mission to win a family day out?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah,
I like that. Good answer.
Good answer. Good stuff. Well, this summer, McDonald's is celebrating all of life's side missions, the pit stops and the laughs and the unforgettable moments in between.
Yeah, you can watch out for McDonald's side missions with daily in-app offers that provide a fun detour from life's main mission. So nothing beats a McDonald's side mission. So here we go, Kira.
So Kira, we're going to give you a quick side mission to do with us this morning. And if you do it successfully, you will win a family pass for Go Quest, an indoor adventure challenge centre in Carrick Mines.
Class.
Very nice. And okay, Kira, all you have to do today is tell us about the last holiday you went on, but you have to say moo every second word.
This is the most Producer Callum thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It really is, isn't it?
All right, Kira, in order to win that pass, you got to tell us about that last holiday you went on. You have to say moo every second word.
Let's
off you pop.
Go.
Oh, this is hard.
Is it hard, Kira? Think about it.
Just,
it's not.
Before you speak, Kira, just think.
I moo went to Thessaloniki moo.
How did you get there?
On moo. Kira,
in absolutely no way, shape or form do you deserve this, but we are going to give it to you anyway. You have won a family pass for Go Quest, an indoor adventure challenge centre in Carrick Mines. Congratulations.
Well done, girl.
Well done, Kira.
See you, Kira. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. All right. Well, that was somewhat kind of ish successful.
Listen, that was radio.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad radio. It wasn't good radio. It was just radio.
It was radio.
Live here.
Yeah. Another move. Chance move. Four moo, you moo, two moo, win moo, tomorrow moo, on moo, this moo, show.
Wow.
Moo. That Charlie moo, X moo, C moo, X moo, now moo. Apple
I'm moo, impressed moo.
Spin moo.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Did you miss this the one day I was away? It is the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want.
I did it yesterday. We didn't miss it at all.
Oh, did you?
No, it still happened. Don't worry.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't really want to talk about this, but I do have to. The question I'm bringing to you this morning, which one do you think is Jimmy and which one do you think is Timmy?
Is there any need for that?
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm jealous of you. As we know, Jojo Siwa and Chris Hughes are in a very high publicity relationship at the moment. And the latest headline is that Chris Hughes reveals what Jojo Siwa named his private parts. I'm pushing the boundaries of what I can call these two body parts on radio at the moment.
We're going for two. That's kind of a given.
I'm just going to call them, as my dad calls them, his ghoulies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So,
kicked you right in the ghoulies.
Chris Hughes revealed that Jojo Siwa named his ghoulies Jimmy and Timmy.
So these are Jojo's names for his private.
Do you think that's from South Park?
He's got a Timmy. I thought it was because, did you know when she had that whole thing when she named her kids Freddy, Teddy and Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
So now it's like, let's name the thing that the kids come from.
Jimmy,
as
Timmy
well.
And just what's the other thing called?
If you have a third, we got a problem, buddy. But I was reading...
I meant the middle thing.
Oh, the middle bit. Okay. But yeah, I mean... Willie is right there, you know what I mean? But but I was reading this headline.
That's how you did it.
Yeah, Chris Hughes
reveals.
That's
actually smart.
Yeah,
but that's Chris, L. This is M.
I guess
Timmy and Jimmy.
Jimmy and
Willie is
swim, L. Swimmy. Anyway, but Chris Hughes. So he said what Jojo Siwa names his private parts, and then the subheading of this piece about it is plus. Learn more about his new collab with Nutrigrain.
Yeah.
Would you be raging if you were Nutrigrain? And you were like, okay, I've just paid to have a collab with Chris Hughes. And now I'm being landed up in this news story.
Get the new Timmy flavor.
Ghoulies.
Our head of PR needs to meet up with them and find out some tips because they are playing the press. They have the press in the palm of their hands, that couple at the moment.
So good.
We love it.
What are the names again?
Timmy and Jimmy.
Not too bad.
Yeah, yes. Could be worse. Right,
yeah.
Why name them in the first?
And react now with Spin.
Spin!